about his back going. Now you're going.
Okay, this is Chairman Grant Holton. I'm calling the meeting to order. This is case number OR2025-0007. The applicant is City of Greenleaf. And with that, the public probably has a great interest between me serving as the current elected mayor and the Canyon County Commissioner from District 2. So I was going to have legal counsel make a statement for that situation.
Thank you, Chairman, for the opportunity. I think the question you're asking is there a legal prohibition in Idaho law against you serving as a mayor and then serving on this board to review the area of impact for the City of Greenleaf? My opinion on that is that there's no legal prohibition against that, particularly when we talk about the area of impact findings and procedures. Although we're borrowing the notice and hearing procedures from the Land Use Act in general, this is strictly a legislative decision. And so for that reason, the concerns we would normally have with communication or influence are not really there. I've also taken a look at the conflict of interest prohibition that's in LUPA. And it is specific for the person or the person related to them, their employee, they have to have an economic interest in the procedure or action. And clearly these are legislative planning actions. They're not like they're much like our comprehensive plan, essentially, where there is no entitlement that's created from the action. So there's no real opportunity for a direct economic impact from the decision making. So for those reasons, I don't believe that there's a legal reason to step aside.
Okay. Further comment, I've discussed this with my counsel. I asked that I be recused from all staff meeting and from all city council discussions and decisions, and I physically removed myself. So I have not been involved in anything on the city side on the proposed area of impact order. So with that, how many, we have three, let's swear in the people that have signed up for testimony.
Michelle Barron, Amber Luter, Arbe Mberwa, Dan Lister, Jay Gibbons, Amy Woodruff, Chelsea Winslow, George Crookham. Have everybody raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Let's start with staff report. As soon as we make all of the electronics work. There we go.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is Amber Luter, and I will be presenting the area of impact proposal for the City of Greenleaf. The Idaho State Statute 67-6526 regarding the area of impact for cities within the counties was updated during the 2024 Idaho State Legislative Session. Each city was directed to work with the county jurisdiction to either establish, confirm, or modify the area of impact based on five criteria that were put in place with the updated state statute. Canyon County has worked with each city to bring forward at a public hearing the evidence to support the requested area of impact. A deadline for compliance with the updated Idaho State Idaho Code 67-6526 is December 31st, 2025. The County Commissioners shall make the final decision for the area of impact boundaries within their county. The areas of impact should be planned for growth and development and should not be used to stop growth and development that conforms to applicable plans and ordinances. Areas of impact should be based on the ability and likelihood of a city or cities to annex lands within the area of impact in the near future. The counties and cities shall review their area of impact boundaries at least every 5 years. The full Idaho State Statute 67-6526 can be found in Exhibit B1 of the staff report. The City of Greenleaf is requesting to shrink all of the established boundaries. The City of Greenleaf's proposed area of impact is 836.3 acres, which is a 17,559.45 acre decrease from the City of Homedale's current area of impact. Per Idaho State Statute 67-6526-4A, there are five criteria that a city wishing to either establish, confirm, or modify the area of impact must provide evidence in support of. The next several slides will cover each and how the City of Greenleaf has met each criterion. The TAS household and job maps indicate that the proposed area of impact for the City of Greenleaf is in an area of growth for residential and commercial operations. There are nitrate priority areas located in the southwest quadrant of the proposed area of impact for the City of Greenleaf. Having municipal sewer and water in the nitrate priority areas will minimize nitrates and other contaminants in the groundwater. The City of Greenleaf's area of impact is relatively flat with a few slopes to the north. The City of Greenleaf is surrounded by principal arterials, minor arterials, and collectors that support growth and connectivity to the City of Greenleaf and surrounding cities. The City of Greenleaf is currently updating its water facility plan as well as its capital improvement plan. In 2013, the City of Greenleaf constructed a new wastewater treatment plant. According to the letter of intent, the City of Greenleaf's water system is adequate to service new growth, and the treatment plant has the capacity to provide sewer services in the proposed area of impact. According to the letter of intent, the City of Greenleaf has adopted the construction standards of the Association of Canyon County Highway Districts to add consistency and predictability to roads and transportation infrastructures in the proposed area of impact. The City of Greenleaf is served by the Caldwell Rural Fire District, and according to the letter of intent, Caldwell Rural Fire District recently opened a new fire station to serve the City of Greenleaf and the greater area. The letter of intent also states that the Valley View School District is currently constructing new schools to add capacity and serve new development in an expanding city. Per State Law 67-6526, in addition to the five criteria for the cities to establish an area of impact, there are three additional requirements. In the next several slides, I will run through each of them. The City of Greenleaf's proposed area of impact is approximately 0.4 miles from the city limits, meeting the 2-mile limit requirement. It appears the City of Greenleaf's proposed area of impact will likely be annexed to the city within the next 5 years. Right before the hearing, it was brought to my attention that the proposed area of impact splits parcel R36101. Staff is now recommending removing or adding the parcel in its entirety.
Can you point that out with your cursor?
I highlighted it right here on this bonus
version. The one under the circle.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. The proposed impact area for the City of Greenleaf does not cross any county boundary lines. Proposed impact area does not overlap with neighboring city area of impact. The City of Greenleaf's existing boundaries do abut Notice and Wilder's impact areas. However, the proposed modification adjusts the boundaries so that they no longer abut another impact area boundary. Notification was done as required by code. As of the materials deadline, a total of 4 public comments were received. 2 comments were in opposition and 2 were in favor. The comments received from agencies and the public can be seen in Exhibit C and D of the staff report. Staff's recommendation is to remove the City of Greenleaf, the City of Greenleaf's area of impact with adding or removing parcel R36101 in its entirety. The decision options available are: the board may approve the area of impact as presented. Additionally, the board must decide to amend Chapter 9 Areas of Impact Article 3 Greenleaf with the approved area of impact map. The board may deny the proposed area of impact and reduce the area of impact to the city jurisdictional lines. This would repeal the Chapter 9 Article 3 Greenleaf. The board may deny the proposed area of impact and approve an alternative area of impact. Additionally, the board must decide to amend Chapter 9 Areas of Impact Article 3 Greenleaf with the approved area of impact map. The board may also table the decision and request additional information. Thank you for your attention, and I stand for any questions.
Chairman?
Yes.
I have a question regarding the map that's located on page 15 of the staff report. Yes, okay, so this, that little tag, and I'm looking at the northeast on the bottom there. So you have skipped parcels, you have a requested area of impact, a city inclusion, a requested area of impact. Right? Am I reading that correctly?
I apologize, Commissioner Bambi, could you repeat the question?
No, that I'd be fine to, happy to. This proposed, the gray is the city limits, and the proposed, so it's a little bit of a checkerboard there. So on the map, or it's the aerial in our staff report, it's more difficult to see why that would be included, but one of them is already a part of the city, correct?
Commissioner Van Beek, is it the map on the screen right now?
Yep.
And so the northern border, you've got gray, purple, gray, purple. So it's a checkerboard in essence. So to encompass that AOI, it's enclaved really by city limits.
That is correct. Yes.
I have to process that.
Yes.
Loud,
so. No. Thank you.
Thank you. And then the same is true also. So that is farm ground. I mean, there have been submitted proposals to eliminate those, but those are a part of city limits, not a part of a proposed area. They already belong to the city.
Commissioner Van Beek, the gray there in the checkers, that is the city limits. So the purple in between, it appears that they are just looking to infill within the city.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to get put on the record, because the maps are a little bit... makes it look like we're taking farm ground out of just a proposed area, but those are actually city limits, so.
The purple is the proposed area of impact. It's just in between two portions of the city.
Okay. And then any, is there really jagged border down there on the northeast corner? Is there any information provided back from the city of Greenleaf by that didn't make? And maybe I just like straight lines, but.
I'm with you.
It's just a question for ease of people being able to read.
Commissioner Van Beek, on the gray portion, it is jagged. That is the current city limits. The purple, it appears, is making the line straight.
And I'm talking in the. I'm sorry, the southeast corner. I didn't see.
I apologize. I did not get information on why that was, that only portion was included, but perhaps the representative would be happy to answer that.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All right, let's have the representative for the city of Greenleaf come and present.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
For the record, I'm Amy Woodruff, city engineer for the city of Greenleaf. Business address 5605 South 10th in Caldwell. Do I push here, staff, to move the slides?
Can you just let me know and I'll push through?
Okay, thank you.
Of course, thank you.
Today I'm going to talk to you about the specifics of Greenleaf's requested area of impact boundary and how the boundary is supported by the five criteria laid out in Idaho Code. Slide, please. Here's an overview of the AOI boundary for reference. When the city started work around developing the AOI boundary, they sent a letter of inquiry to all the parcels adjacent to the city limits and asked about the plans to possibly annex within the next 5 years. The response was robust. The Winslow Farm, the Dixon Farm, and many others indicated they did not wish to be in the impact area. And the city did the best job possible to respect the results and those folks' wishes. Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, to your point, that's why the southeast corner looks like it does. That was in reference and a nod to those folks' wishes.
Okay.
Next slide, please. criteria number one, anticipated commercial and residential growth. Greenleaf is growing like the rest of the county. They just recently annexed a project that's going to increase the number of homes in the city by about 35%. That project, Royal Ridge, has a commercial component, relatively large, up front around State Highway, or along State Highway 19. The city would welcome additional commercial applications and feels very well positioned to manage any application for annexation with residential or commercial zone, especially given the proximity of State Highway 19 and how it bisects the city. Next slide, please. Greenleaf's geographic location uniquely positions the community as a great place to live in Canyon County. And the city did a good job of keeping the requested AOI defined by geographic factors. I'm going to start on the north and go counterclockwise and just describe the geographic factors. The north boundary of the AOI is bounded by Riverside Canal. It's a pretty significant waterway in the area, functions for conveyance and drainage. Then at the northwest corner, the boundary follows city limits along the existing Greenleaf Air Ranch, comes over to Tucker Road, and the AOI boundary follows Tucker Road straight south across 19, then heads over due east, follows the existing city limits. The Winslow Farm is south of the south city limits there, and north of the south city limits is the annexation of Royal Ridge that I touched on prior. Continuing along, we go to the southeast corner of the requested AOI. And again, that does follow the existing city limits through that jagged area there up to 19, picks up an AOI parcel there just north of 19, then follows the existing city limits along the Winslow Farm there. The Winslow Farm to the east is excluded up to Peckham, heads due east. Staff touched on the parcel that was inadvertently included. So that parcel will be dropped off there just north of Peckham. Then the boundary will follow the city's existing wastewater treatment plant back up to the northeast corner where it will intersect the Riverside Canal again. So those are the geographic boundaries of the requested area of impact. Next slide, please. Criteria number three, transportation infrastructure and systems, including connectivity. The city of Greenleaf really benefits from a robust transportation system, including arterials, collectors, and a rail that would support industrial growth along the north area in Peckham. State Highway 19 is a principal arterial. It bisects the city, provides excellent connectivity both to I-84 and US 95. Peckham Road is a collector. It runs north of and parallel to 19 between Notice Road, which is an arterial, and US 95 in Wilder. Peckham actually continues on past 95. Friends Road is a collector. It connects to State Highway 19. And interestingly, there's a rail spur that bisects the AOI, provides really good opportunity for industrial growth and expansion. Next slide. Criteria number four, areas where municipal or public sewer and water are expected to be provided within 5 years. The city of Greenleaf maintains both a robust potable water system and a sanitary sewer system. I'll start with the sewer. The whole city sewer was newly constructed in 2012-2013, including the wastewater treatment plant. And the sewer system basically gravities south to north to the most northeast section of the city where the wastewater treatment plant is. The city has a very intelligent natural wastewater management system, where the effluent from the wastewater plant is used to irrigate alfalfa and corn in the summer. And that wastewater treatment plant parcel was formerly an 80-acre farm, and it's still in production. Effluent then discharges to the Riverside Canal after all the downstream crops are in, primarily onions, and that discharge continues through the winter and into the next growing season. Sewer is very, very deep in Peckham Road, about 25 feet deep, making the area west of Greenleaf a good candidate for sewer expansion. The city has a water master plan update underway that will evaluate the specific components of the city water system, including the wells, the booster station, and storage. The city water system is robust and has adequate capacity to serve the requested AOI. The plan update will include a capital improvement plan that will identify projects that will expand and enhance service to both existing users and future system users. And finally, criteria 5, next slide please, other public service district boundaries. Staff touched on this, but I'm going to touch on it again. City government recognizes that the community extends outside city limits. The City of Greenleaf works to maintain positive relationships with other political subdivisions in and around the proposed AOI. Valley View School District is currently constructing new schools to add capacity and serve new development in an expanded city. Caldwell Rural Fire recently opened a new fire station to serve Greenleaf and the greater area. And the city adopted the construction standards of the Canyon County Highway Districts, specifically Golden Gate Highway District, and that adds consistency and predictability to the roads and transportation in the city and the proposed AOI. So the last slide, just to recap, Greenleaf is growing, much like the rest of the county, and is poised to meet the growth. The AOI boundary requested is logical and follows the area geography well. The city has a sewer and water system that's healthy and has capacity to serve new customers. And the city has excellent interagency partners to support the AOI. If I have a minute, staff, I would like to go back to my initial slide and just touch on a few parcels, large parcels, yep. Commissioners, Mr. Chairman, I want to touch on a few of these larger parcels that are included in the requested AOI area.
Okay.
And I'll start at the very north. Commissioner Van Beek, you had a question about that parcel. To the west of the parcel is the existing Greenleaf Air Ranch, and to the east of the parcel is the city's wastewater treatment plant. We feel like that parcel has a good probability of transitioning in the next 5 years. City sewer actually bisects it, and the owner of the property, a longtime owner, passed away a couple of years ago. So we feel like that parcel might transition. I'm going to go counterclockwise. There's a large parcel there west of Tucker Road. It's a little over 100 acres. That property, I believe, is under contract with Trilogy Development. They're talking with the city about an annexation. Part of that property is in the city limits already. And then I'm going to continue straight south to that parcel there that looks like it's been dissed. That's 27 acres. Those folks have been to the city multiple times. They haven't submitted an annexation request yet, but they have been in active talks with the city. So those larger parcels that are included in the AOI either responded in the affirmative that they were looking to annex within 5 years or did not respond, but have those other attributes that we talked about. I'm going to conclude there and take your questions.
So,
Mr. Chairman, sorry.
So the far northmost northeast corner, if you would take that down, that should have gone straight down to Peckham Road and not jog down at a 45 degree angle. Is that what you're saying?
So,
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Here.
Yes.
Right here.
Okay.
The whole piece right here is actually a plot to this. So it should have just came down right down this road, right here.
That property line.
Yeah, that property line, because this actually is already in a, I think what happened is they just followed the canal, and then because the Tishes used to live here, it just kind of moved up.
Okay, all right, perfect. Okay, so that's clarified, so that would be modified on the 45 degree angle. Okay, so it'll just be a straight line. Northeast corner straight south to Peckham Road. And then at Peckham Road is going to turn and go west.
We're super disappointed that happened, Mr. Chairman. There's been multiple eyes on it, and I'm not sure how that happened.
Try drawing circuit boards if you think lines can get messed up.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry I interrupted, Commissioner Brooks.
That was my question, Mr. Chairman, if she was really wanting to subtract that or add the rest of the parcels.
Okay, so the answer is subtract. Okay. All right. Any
Anything from you, Commissioner Granby?
No, I appreciate the presentation. It's very helpful to compare the maps that we were looking at with the gray and purple against the air photo. It's a little bit deceptive. If you look at just the air photo, it looks like the consumption of farm ground is pretty large. But, and the reason I asked Chairman, just to clarify earlier, is there was submission of a proposed exclusion of ground, but that submission would take out the city limits or some of that, a large part of that. So I just needed clarification. I appreciate everything that people submit, but the actual amount, given the information of what's under contract, what's directly adjacent, the permissions that were obtained from landowners, which I think is important in considering what the voice of the people want to be in or out of, is important. Still, big ag out there. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
All right. Let's hear from the people. Thank you.
Chelsea Winslow?
Nope. Mine was just that little piece that I was confused on. Why cut off that parcel? So it was answered.
Chairman,
yes.
With that, and I appreciate Ms. Winslow, your input, but you did provide testimony. Can you put your chairman, was it be appropriate for her to have her put her name and address on the record?
It is on my, it already is.
Already there?
Yeah. Yep.
So are we comfortable as a board that Chelsea gave input and the presenter agreed that the question she had about the parcel is being not considered? So is that fair enough to say, Chelsea?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let that be on the record.
And George Crookham.
George Crookham, 22604 Caldwell. Kudos to staff and kudos to Greenleaf. Job well done. That's all I have. Okay. I'll stand for questions.
I don't have any, Chairman.
I don't either. I think they did a good job.
Yeah. My apologies, but I have to get to another meeting.
All right. Okay. Anyone else?
That's it.
Is there anyone left in the gallery who did not sign up who wishes to testify? Last call. All right. Amy, is there any issue that you would want to come back for rebuttal?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have nothing.
Okay. Is there any questions for Amy?
I don't have any. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Staff, is there any other thoughts before we would consider doing deliberations?
No, Chairman. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we close public testimony.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to close public testimony. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, I'm in favor of adopting the map with the exclusion of the parcel that's been cut in half.
I am as well.
To be legally known, what was it, R3601? I didn't get that all written down.
R36101.
Okay. All right, I'm in support of considering that then with that modification of the deleting of R36101.
I'm in favor, and I don't care who makes the motion, but
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve OR 2025-0007, City of Greenleaf's Area of Impact, finding the application does meet the required criteria for approval under State Law 67-6526 with the removal of parcel R36101, and that we replace Canyon County Code Ordinance 09-3-11 with the approved AOI map.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. If there is any other discussion, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned. Thank you.